Baylor Radio. 30 minutes of news and conversation on everything regarding hemp, CBD. It's time for The Buzz on KFAR Radio. 30 minutes of news and conversation on everything regarding hemp, CBD, and the ever-growing new cannabis industry in Alaska. It's The Buzz, brought to you by Aurora Apothecary, downtown on 2nd Avenue. Now, with this week's Buzz, here's your host, Kemp Langford, on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Welcome to The Buzz on KFAR Radio. I'm your host, Kemp Langford. Thanks for joining me today. On today's Grower Corner, we'll be talking about CBD and CBD products. And our guest on The Buzz today is Sean with Frontier CBD.
Good morning, Alaska.
Good morning, Sean. How are you doing today? Is it pretty rainy as well?
No, we're down here in Anchorage, and it's a beautiful sunny day. And we're going to be heading south down to back home and the Homer area, and it's sunny down there as well, from what I hear.
Very, very nice. Well, for all y'all who attended to the fair, y'all might have ran into Sean. He was out there across from the Donkey Eddie inside the covered shelter selling Frontier CBD products and other various products as well.
It was a great time out there at the Fairbanks Tannin Fair. I attended it last year and just had a wonderful time meeting people and educating people about CBDs and kind of trying to get away from all the myths that some people have. And it's great to be able to get out and just educate people.
Very nice. So, Sean, how did you get into the industry?
You know, I kind of got into the industry because my dad became ill after he retired from the fire department. He kind of got hooked on some opiates and sleeping pills and wasn't doing too well. And I got a hold of him, and we tried some CBD edible gummy bears. And right off the get-go, he went from about 2-3 hours of sleep a night to about 8 to 10 hours of sleep. So he was really excited about the uses of CBDs, because we never really talked about the cannabis plant in my lifetime until I was like 43 years old. So
wow.
It was really nice to see my dad open up to it, and the way his CBD receptors reacted to it, it was amazing. He ended up getting off all sleeping pills and opiates in a pretty short period of time.
That is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Now, you have a talk show about cannabis and hemp. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have a show. It's called Conversations Unlimited with Dave Stroh and Sean McDonough down here in the Anchorage area. It's on 700 AM KBYR. And it's great talk show. We just talk about the hemp plant in general, everything from the building materials that we can, really utilize from the hemp plant. And also, you know, obviously CBDs is a big part of the hemp industry.
Very nice. Yeah. Hopefully that will get to something. Hopefully it will, come to fruition soon, I hope.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've really been pushing. I mean, we've been in front of the state legislation and everyone that's important to try to get the Hemp Act up and running up here in the state. And we've gotten it going a few times, and it just it doesn't seem like we can get it all the way passed with just the legislation right now. It's there's a roadblock.
Yes. We also see that with the cannabis industry, too. I've had a lot of guests on here that's run into a lot of roadblocks as well. And the unique thing about this industry, and I should say our industry, because for the listeners out there, I also have a apothecary downtown who focuses on hemp and CBD-only products, and I also carry some of Sean's Frontier CBDs and his other various products, which is Hemp Bomb and
have some of the green roads that
yes,
that we had out at the fair. You'll have those in your store as well. And I mean, the store is amazing downtown there off of 2nd Avenue. And it was really nice to finally be able to get a reliable source in Fairbanks to turn all my my customers onto up in the Fairbanks area. It's going to be a great experience for everyone.
Well, thank you, Sean. And if you're just joining us, this is The Buzz on KFAR Radio. And our guest is Sean McDonough, talking about Frontier CBDs and his products. And Sean, could you explain to the listeners a little bit more about the differences between CBD and cannabis out there
all
today?
Right. Well, I love educating people. So they are both in the cannabis family. Let's start out there. So you have one side of the cannabis family, which is the recreational marijuana side, which has the high psychoactive ingredient called THC,
right,
which a lot of people tend to not want in a CBD product because they can't have it because they get maybe a drug screen or something along that line. So you have that side, which usually has a high THC side with a low CBD. And then you have the other side of the cannabis plant, which is the hemp plant. And it's a great plant. It's been overlooked for so many years, but it has very low THC, like 0.03 usually,
right,
and lower to be considered a hemp plant. And then it has very high CBDs in most of the strains out there that people are picking to grow. It's a very different plant. So, I mean, you have to realize that there's differences, and the myths behind it, you know, can be put to rest with your mind.
Based on
the fact that, you know, Frontier CBDs has went with the route that, you know, our product has zero THC in any of them, not even a trace. So if you are concerned about any traces of THC, I can guarantee in my products that there is zero. And that puts a lot of people's mind to rest and gives them the opportunity to go out there and experience CBDs and see what it can do for the, you know, individual.
So. And that is very, very unique. I do have some of the products that do have traces of CBD. I believe 0.03 is the highest amount. But, you know, definitely under the radar and non-detectable. But that is the unique thing about Frontier CBD products.
Yeah, and also Hemp Bombs has zero CBDs in them as well. You know, all the products and the way that my company chose to go was just to eliminate that opportunity to have any traces in any of my products that I supply to stores around the state.
Absolutely, and that's always a good thing, especially with people that are very concerned about your analysis and testing. And just, you know, do not want to have the psychosis effect of THC. And what are the different kind of products and their uses, Sean?
I mean, you have a big variety of products. You know, we have about 60 different types of products on our list right now that we are supplying to the state. You know, you can start out with your edibles. And, you know, a lot of our edibles are, you know, gummy bear type products, just that we could say gummies because there's a bunch of different varieties. And then we have chocolates, you know, which come in white, dark, and milk chocolate. And then we also have a couple different types of caramels right now. And we are expanding into the saltwater taffy industry here very soon.
Very nice.
So that will be a new product coming out. And, you know, the edibles are great for a lot of stomach disorders. I like them for sleep. A lot of people tend to get a better night's sleep, you know, taking an edible about a half hour before they go to sleep. And that seems to help well with that. Just overall, you know, stress and anxiety, it can contain, let's say. And obviously aches and pains, you know, any type of arthritis, pains, joint pains, you know, edibles will hit those. You know, a lot of people, you know, their first introduction into CBDs, and I think it's a great introduction, is topicals, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
It's definitely a big product line out there, and we've just added a few to our product line, which is like an icy hot application infused with CBD.
A 250 milligram and a 500 milligram, and I can tell you what, I've used that myself and also have a tester down at the shop if anybody wants to try that out. But I tell you what, it is very, very effective and amazing.
Yeah, it seems to be one of the quickest ways to contain aches and pains and arthritis and just overall joint pain, back pains. You can really use it. It is a roll-on, so it's very nice and convenient. You don't have to get your hands all in the jar and get icy hot all over it and have to wash your hands after. Right. So that's a great product for the listeners out there to introduce themselves to, because some people will stray away from, you know, edibles and some of the other things because just their thoughts behind the cannabis, you know, plant in general. So, I mean, that's a great product for obviously pain. And then you have the vapable type products, which I find to be excellent for stress and anxiety, right, and just instant, you know, relief from those types of symptoms. It's just the quickest way to get it into your system and to respond to your receptors. And those are some of the basic products that we have. And I mean, the drops, you know, tinctures are right, obviously a big part of the whole program. Yeah. And a lot of people take, you know, tinctures as a way to just do their daily THC, or not THC, their daily right, CBD consumption. Right. And it's a great way to obviously conquer all those aches and pains throughout your body. When you're just doing a topical, you're really pinpointing the issue. When right, you're doing a sublingual tincture, you're hitting all your points and all your body's, you know, ailments. So, I mean, it's obviously probably one of the most common ways to take it at this point in time, is obviously your drops. And the last but not least, you know, we have a great product that we really like, which is our honey products. And
yes,
we love our CBD infused honey. It's great for,
and you're going to be expanding on that as well.
Oh, definitely. Nice. We're going to be doing some whipped honey, containing different type of wild berries from Alaska, obviously.
Right.
We really take pride in, you know, everything that we try to do is Alaska, and that's just our way of doing business.
And for our listeners out there, he crafts a very nice 1,000 milligram honey and also a 500 milligram honey, which is absolutely delicious.
Yeah, and then we also have the honey sticks. We have them in 15 and 25 milligrams, and I know we're going to be talking about dosing here in a little bit. But, like, yep, that's a great starting point for a lot of people, and we are going to be expanding our honey sticks into the 50 milligram per stick dose here very shortly. And I think it's just something that people love, having a higher milligram, and it's a great way to apply it to your coffee or your tea in the morning, basically. I know that we did come out with a sugar cube, so it's CBD infused sugar cubes,
which
are great for coffee drinkers as well. And we really didn't have any of them at the fair because we ran into a manufacturing hiccup, or not hiccup, but a delay with that product. So we will have that at the store down there on 2nd here shortly, which would be the sugar cubes, which are a great way to experience it.
And speaking of sugar, you actually have sugar-free gummies, which I find very impressive. Very impressive.
Yeah, the sugar-free products just came out about a couple weeks prior to the fair, and you know, all of our products we do, you know, thorough testing on, and we like to sample them all, make sure they're up to par with what we like to deliver to the public. And it's an amazing sugar-free product. I think people would be blown away by the taste. And once again, it's just a ever-expanding market, and we just love to continuously expand the market. And we come out with about 2 to 3 products a month at this point in time.
Very nice. Well, coming up on the buzz with Sean with Frontier CBD, we'll be talking about some other things, some dosages, and things of that nature. So we will be right after this short break on KFAR 97.5 FM.
The Buzz on KFAR Radio will continue right after this short break.
Aurora Apothecary, Fairbanks' number one source for all things CBD. To be clear, CBD is not marijuana, and it's legal in all 50 states. We carry your favorite brands, such as Select, Creating Better Days, and Green Roads, plus many more. Whether you want a natural way to deal with stress and anxiety, pain, or even sleep issues, do it the natural way with CBD oils and products from Aurora Apothecary, just off 2nd Avenue near Cushman Street, and let us help you.
You're listening to The Buzz on KFAR Radio, streaming live at KFARradio.com. The Buzz, brought to you by Aurora Apothecary on 2nd Avenue.
Marijuana has intoxicating effects and may be habit-forming and addictive. Marijuana impairs concentration, coordination, and judgment. Do not operate a vehicle or machinery under its influence. There are health risks associated with consumption of marijuana for use only by adults 21 and older. Keep out of reach of children. Marijuana should not be used by women who are pregnant or breastfeeding.
And now, back to The Buzz on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM.
Welcome back to The Buzz. I'm your host, Kemp Lankford, and we are talking with Sean with Frontier CBD about products and many more uses. So, Sean, could you also explain when someone should take CBD and how they should start taking it?
I mean, CBDs can be taken for so many different ailments that I truly believe at this point in time, you know, as we age, I think anyone and everyone should try CBDs for just their overall body health. I think there's just so many benefits out of the hemp plant in general. And, you know, there's so many different amino acids and cannabinoid in the plant itself that it can help in so many different ways and so many different ailments that people really just like overlook on a daily basis. So I think anyone, you know, at the right age, and obviously even the people that are underage with, you know, parent supervision, I think CBDs are safe for anyone and everyone. I know I've had customers well into their 90s using our products, and you know, that's just a great experience. And
yeah, it is.
Just a great thought that, you know, someone in their 90s and their 80s would really hook onto this CBD, not craze, but CBD experience. Because, I mean, it is an experience to anyone and everyone out there now that the federal government has lifted the ban on it.
Yes, and speaking with seniors, I've been out at Raven's Landing, a lot of the senior community homes here, Golden Towers, and also down throughout Delta as well. Doing a lot of educational seminars for seniors, and I tell you, it is definitely a life-changing experience, and also to get to meet and greet those people, and just the wonderful experiences and the, you know, the relationships you form with those people is just very, very nice.
Yeah, I'm excited to be able to, you know, possibly be involved in some of those seminars coming up with you. I would
absolutely
love to get out there and meet the folks as well. That's what I love doing, just getting out and educating people about the hemp plant, because there's so many uses for it. And I think the federal government kept it from us for so long because of so many uses that we can, you know, use it for.
Right. And one of my, you know, biggest questions is it going to get me high? And that's what they ask, you know, is it going to get me high? And of course, someone who has been high before off of cannabis, marijuana, whatever you would like to call it, it is definitely different. You can't really describe it. It's not really a high whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, there is zero psychoactive ingredients in most CBD products, and we can go back onto that and talk about how, you know, if you go on the internet and you go internet shopping, mm-hmm. you really don't know what you're getting. So no. I would recommend not doing that to anyone that's looking to get into trying CBDs. I would definitely stay away from that, because there's a very good opportunity that you might come across THC in a lot of the products on the market, on the internet. And also you might experience the fact that about 30% of the stuff being sold on the internet are questioned whether there are CBDs in them at all. So
exactly.
Definitely, you want to go to a reputable store, and I think Kemp has put together a great lineup of products for pretty much anyone that wants to try CBDs. I mean, he has a large, you know, supply of different opportunities over there at his store.
Absolutely. I got a lot of stuff from A to Z. I have Green Rose Herbal Outlanders. I have your product, Frontier CBD. I have CBD Distillery. The list goes on. And what I really like is those that are crafted here in Alaska, and especially out of Homer. I think your product and the sugar-free products and, you know, the arrangement as far as the edibles that you produce are by far choice, in my opinion, when for as far as what I've carried in the past when it comes definitely to your gummies.
Yeah, no, I mean, we moved into a wonderful facility down there in Homer and had the great opportunity to take over the original Alaska Wildberry facility down there where they crafted chocolates and candies for many, many years. And
nice.
we took over that facility, and it's just been, you know, like I said, it's been growing ever since because we've really been able to do a lot of R&D down there and get products dialed in before we take them to the marketplace. And it's really helped being able to have a facility that we can grow into. I mean, there's over 10,000 square feet I can grow into down there, which is a large opportunity to expand, which we look to do.
Absolutely. Yes. It's just really amazing how you know, the setting is a commercial kitchen down there. And, you know, just to have, like you were saying, just the research and development all the time, and just the.
Yeah, I mean, basically one side is the commercial kitchen side, and then the other side is pretty much a clean room laboratory, and that's where we're producing all of our products. It's just amazing.
Wow, and you can definitely taste and tell the difference. You really can. You know, it's just, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, we took some pride and put a lot of effort into what we do. Myself, and I have wonderful Tina behind me that puts so much into this company as well. And
yes.
hopefully we can get her on the air sooner than later as well. And
yeah.
Talk about her experiences with CBDs you know, she's had some wonderful ones as well.
Right. And I think we're actually going to stretch this into a two-part series to where we'll have you on the air next weekend as well, speaking about, you know, the various CBDs, because I don't believe in a whole half hour we can cover everything. So let's get down to the dosages. Let's explain to the listeners the dosages, Sean, on, you know, your tinctures and, you know, definitely the tinctures out there.
Well, the different dosages, I mean, it all depends on the person and what they've maybe been exposed to in the past.
Right.
Of how much they're going to need to get their CBD receptors activated again.
Right.
Because all we're trying to do is connect with that CBD receptor. It's one of those things, once you connect with it, it's about maintaining it. So you might have to hit it with a higher milligrams to get it to react.
Yes.
But once you get it to react, it's about kind of maintenance. So, I mean, a lot of people start out with like a 25 milligram type dosage to get it to respond.
Right.
And then they might be able to go down to like a 10 or 15 milligram dose and experience the same benefits, you know, down the road. And, I mean, that's the great thing about CBDs is it's not one of those things that you're going to be taking more and more of as time goes on.
Right.
You're going to be attacking the inflammation in your body because that's what CBD does. It's just attack inflammation. And once you get that inflammation under control, you tend to use it less and less as time goes on.
Right. And that's the good thing about the cannabidiol is it is very good for inflammation and, you know, primarily three things, inflammation, arthritis, and anxiety. I see a major improvement just within myself, you know, using the plant itself. And, you know,
a lot of people don't understand that, you know, that CBDs are not going to alter your mind, you know, and that's the hang up on a lot of people is just the thought of having their mind altered because they've just been so afraid of using the marijuana plant. And that's where we can really take and myself and Kemp can really educate you on the differences and how it's not going to affect you in the way you think it will.
Right. Absolutely. If you're just joining us, this is The Buzz on KFAR Radio. And our guest is Sean, and we're talking about Frontier CBD. Yeah, so back to the dosages. A lot of people, you know, drops is just not the only way. You know, you have a topical, and then again, you have the vapes. And the vapes and the topicals and probably the gummies are more your immediate response, more especially the vape. And one of the things that I really like is that 300 milligram vape cartridge, the hemp bomb one.
Oh, that's a wonderful product. It comes in about 10 different flavors, and it really gives you like the opportunity to experience CBDs in a fast, safe manner. And I mean, again, I feel that the vape product is geared towards, you know, stress and anxiety. On that level, you know, once again, stress and anxiety is all caused from inflammation in your body, and people don't really realize that, but it is. And once again, you get that inflammation under control, and you eliminate all these symptoms that you experience from inflammation.
Yes, and that's what I really like to see all my repeat customers coming in, and that's how you know it works, is because they come in, and they come in, they come in, and you can see that there is a vast improvement.
I always love seeing people come back and be able to talk to them on, you know, their experiences. You know, that's what this is all about, finding out how people react to different things. And I mean, CBD can be used for so many different ailments that if you haven't tried it, I would take the time to go out there and do your research, you know, go talk to Kemp down there at the store and experience it. It definitely is not going to interact with any of your medications or anything else that you may be concerned with.
Right. And that's one of the things that we definitely have is a lot of people who come in. There's always a lot of conversation down at the apothecary. And again, I have a lot of customers who go into the, you know, the high milligram type dosages. And that's the good thing about, you know, the Frontier CBD. He goes all the way up to 4,000. And everything's a peppermint flavored.
Yeah, at this point in time, we're doing a 250 milligram, 500 milligram, 1,000, 2,000 milligram, and a 4,000. So there's one for everyone. They are peppermint at this point in time. We are going to come out with the flavorless one here very shortly.
Very nice.
People will like that as well. But the 4,000s are great because you can use very, very little of the drop, like maybe less than a quarter of a dropper. And it tends to get in your glands a little bit easier and a little faster. So, I mean, people have great responses from the higher milligram type dosages. And I always recommend, you know, if you have multiple issues, you know, if your back, your knee, your hip hurts, I would definitely look towards the higher milligram tinctures, and you'll experience a better result in a faster manner as well.
Very, very nice. Very, yeah. I mean, it's amazing how all the products are. That's going to about do it for this episode on The Buzz on KFAR Radio. Join us again next Saturday on 12:30 p.m. as our guest will be Sean from Frontier CBD as we discuss CBD products. Until then, this is Kemp Langford for The Buzz on KFAR 97.FM. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Buzz on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. The Buzz has been brought to you by Aurora Apothecary, downtown on 2nd Avenue, for all of your CBD and hemp needs. To hear this show or others, simply log on to KFARradio.com.